Hello, podcast family. My name is Duncan Masua, and welcome to our Farmer Mentor Series brought to you by Farmers Inside Track. Do I have a special story for you in this episode? Yep, that's right. This is a story of Ben Otukile, a man who proves that excellence knows no bounds. Ben isn't just a farmer, he's an inspiration for a new generation of agricultural entrepreneurs. He heads up Otukile and Sons Farming, a thriving enterprise cultivating maize, soybeans, dry beans, and sunflowers. But he's not just focused on crops, he also breeds Bonsmara cattle and Kalahari red goats. Over 90% of his cows are registered with the SA Stud Book, and his commitment extends beyond cattle. He also registered his Kalahari red goats and Dorper sheep. But Ben's influence extends far beyond farm and the agricultural sector. He's also the owner and manager of Otukile and Sons Pty Limited, a 100% black-owned small-medium enterprise that specializes in implementing engineering asset management solutions within the mining sector. Now, this episode dives into Ben's agricultural journey, revealing the secrets behind his remarkable ability to manage two thriving businesses in completely different sectors, all while maintaining his A student work ethic. Ben, thank you so much for joining us here on Farmers Inside Track.
Thanks, Duncan.
Your CV is quite impressive. It's almost too much to read. How does a young guy from Lichtenberg get to have such an impressive CV?
Yeah, so just a little bit intro. I'm a teenage boy from one of the villages in the Northwest. I was born and raised there and went to tertiary, got a bursary from one of the big mining houses. I was a graduate there, qualified as an engineer. And I think I spent about 15 years in the engineering space. And I left mining. I started my own company in 2015. And predominantly was to start a consulting company. And then on that journey, a lot of challenges happened and the business could not work out the way I anticipated. And being on the streets, I had to find ways to survive. And that's how some of these things came up. I started investing in lightning protection business. I started doing electrical stuff. At the beginning, Otukile & Sons was only about engineering because that's what I knew. And I also started the mechanical business. I started the mechanical electric conveyor belts business. I did also fabrication. I do rubber lining on steel pipes. Predominantly, I only supply the mines currently. On that journey, I remembered where I come from and the farming background. I was raised in a farming family. I decided, you know what, one of the most sustainable businesses in this country or in life in general is farming. People will always eat. In the mining language, we always have this sustainable mining conversations, but mining gets finished. But with farming, it's a continuous thing that does not get finished. And then that is how I got inspired to get into the farming business. That's pretty much my background into how I got to where I am today.
Mining engineering, maybe give us a brief background about, you know, what inspired that part of your life. It's pretty much still an active part of your life, even though you ventured into agriculture. What inspired your interest in mining engineering?
Math and science was the only thing that we got to believe that will change your life. And I got to study math and science. I was probably an A student.
Look at you sounding humble. Look at you being humble.
I always tell people and my kids that, you know, I've always been an A student. I mean, but it came out of work, the hard work. Me studying math and science because I wanted to become a better person in life. And then I think the options were way much better. Back then, I mean, I did my matric in 2001. So that's how the engineering part. So obviously, when you do math and science, you get to now see which one looks better and can be manageable. And I had an aunt in the Rustenburg area. So I used to go visit Rustenburg and seeing those lights around those mining infrastructure just got to me. I so wanted to be part of it. And that's when the interest started developing and seeing, you know, I want to become an electrical engineer. Got my matric, got a bazaar from Anglo Platinum, and that's how I got to become an engineer in the mines.
So not only are you a Black Einstein, you're also a leading farmer. Tell us a bit about your farming profile. In the intro, I talked a bit about what you do from a livestock perspective and also crop, but maybe break that down for us. What are your key focuses when it comes to your agricultural portfolio?
Just an interesting story about this farming journey of mine. You know, when I was still in the mines, I started buying one cow. I bought a pregnant cow at the time, and currently I'm sitting just over 200 cattle. That was more than a decade ago. I started this, and you know, when you started the farming business, the guys will tell you that, you know, this is the biggest gambling game in the world. And most of the guys were saying, ah, but we want to get into property. Why would I take my money and put it in the field? And I just had the love of farming. So I started with different breeds of cattle or mixed breed. And with time, I started trying to do research and understand what breed performs better where and which breed can give me what I would want to achieve. Farming is a business. Eventually, you want to be able to sell a winner at the maximum price. And Bosmara was probably the only cattle breed that was of my interest. And I like the color red. But besides that, so I started changing all this mixed breeds, buying Bosmara cattle, going to different breeders and auctions and all that, and accumulating in the pits. And eventually, last year, I registered start with Bosmara. And we got to get an inspector to come and inspect my cattle. And thankfully, 90% of my stock then were accepted the stud animals. And also, 3 years ago, I decided to get into the goat space. I think my first five Alari red. I'm also sitting with a good number now. And also have the Dorpas. How I got to the Dorpas space, I used to do business in the Prisca area, in the far north one Cape at Copperton. And I stayed in guest house. Every morning when I woke up in the Karoo, I would see this beautiful thing. I mean, there's pretty much nothing in the Karoo, but we see this beautiful fat animals. And I said, you know what, if this can be able to survive here, why can't I bring them to the left-hand area? And that's how I started. I started 2 years ago. And I'm getting there. I'm in the process of registering the start because I've got probably one of the top chiefs in the country and best animals, to say the least.
It's definitely quite impressive. We'll talk a bit later about getting here to where you are today. It couldn't have been easy. The challenges that you faced along the way, because I definitely want to know that part of your journey. But maybe focusing on the crop side, break that down for us.
Every business has got its own challenges. But I think for me, coming from the engineering business, I used to be an engineer and an engineer manager in a big corporate. So I knew and understood a lot of business principles. So getting into full-time farming was a bit easier for me to be able to transfer my business knowledge into farming. So there are challenges, there were challenges. I mean, one of the challenges is I farm in the dry land. So farming in dry land, it's you and God. You face nature and you live with hope and you live with belief. 2 years ago, I lost about 50 hectares of sunflower because we had consistent rains in the Lichtenberg area until winter. I think the last rain we had was in June. And in that process, that's where the sunflower matures. And heavy rain and having frost at the same time created something that I've never experienced in my life. And I lost about 50 hectares of sunflower. We're talking almost $500,000 worth of revenue.
How does one recover from that?
Passion will make you do things that you never thought you could do. If you are passionate about something, you know, any challenge that you come across, the one thing you worried about is to how to do it better the next time. It's not about giving up. Try and find means and ways to try and do that. And I think, luckily, I had an engineering business that's funding my farming business or my farming growth business. And also, because I'm diversified into my farming, I mean, having mixed farming, it helps a lot. I had to sacrifice some of my livestock to be able to plant the following season or prepare for the next season. And I get up to 2.5 tons per hectare of sunflower. It's not easy, but it's doable. Just one last other challenge, I mean, that I'm facing now on the crop side is, you know, we're going through the drought season, and I pretty much lost almost 400 hectares of all the crops that I planted. We're talking almost potential revenue of about 6 million.
What?
That I'm potentially losing. And that doesn't stop me from focusing and wanting to do better. It's you know, you talk to old farmers, they'll tell you that's part of the game, and it's a big gamble. I mean, sometimes you win and you win big, and you must always think about those days where you're not going to come right.
Wow, wow, wow. What an inspiring man. As a farmer and businessman, Ben has been through a lot, but he manages to push through every time. If you want to hear how Ben overcame these challenges and how he has positioned himself as one of the most respected farmers and mining engineer experts in the country, tune in for part 2 of this amazing interview. Be sure not to miss out on the exclusive article covering this episode by visiting www.retromzanzi.co.za. To our amazing audience of farmers and agriculture enthusiasts, thank you for joining us. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of the episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of hashtag Team Food from Zanzi, thanks for listening.